Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from your coworker. He just spent the week with a special kind of lady. You know, something more down south. I could be reading from a woman that just went to her first glory hole. She fell in love with it. Matter of fact, she went back the next night and stayed all night until closing. I could be reading from your neighbor. He let his wife go to a glory hole, and he was in the corner watching. You know, the one that stayed there all night. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic confessions, fantasies, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at Nikki at DearNikki.com or anonymously through the website at DearNikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You are 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So on Friday, or actually Saturday, because I went up late and I apologize again, I had a submission, and it was very interesting because the last story was how this particular person pictured that I met my lover. And I got to thinking more over the weekend on if you could meet your partner, lover, whatever we're calling them, in a certain manner, sexual manner, that led to sex, like if you had a script of how it went, where would it be? And I kind of liked the whole, because he had us meeting at work, and as much as that wouldn't work out at all, and no, we didn't meet at work, it got me to thinking, what sexual fantasy would you picture in your head if you could live it out that you met your lover, your partner, you know, partner in crime or whatever we're calling them? What would it be? I'm going to have to say that he nailed it. He nailed it out of the ballpark, because it is one that him and I have talked about, meeting at work and the various things we would do. So I'm going to have to think of another one, but right now that one just sticks in my head. Now, obviously it has, because I recorded it on Saturday and I'm still thinking about it. So, like I said, again, if you could meet your partner in a sexual fantasy, first time meet, and how would it go? Where would it be? What would it entail? And what would you do? That's what I really want to know. You know what time it is? It's time to sit back. Relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some Filthy Cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I walked past the salon twice to make sure it wasn't a male barber. I saw her through the big window, sitting and looking at her phone. Short, cropped blonde hair. Perfect. I gulped and walked in. She looked up and smiled. She had on a tight t-shirt that showed the contours of her breast. She took my coat and led me to the sink, and I put my head back and surrendered. I felt the warm water in her gentle fingers as she got to work with the lather. I was already hard. She massaged my head and grabbed a hold of my hair, quite roughly now. Oh, it's quite long, isn't it? Am I going to have to shave it all off? My hard cock twitched. Did she see it? I couldn't believe my luck. She's into this. I shrug and gave her a non-committal, Did I dare do it? She put a towel on my head and led me to the chair. all chrome and red leather. She dried my hair and said, "So, what are we doing today?" My voice was shaky. "Well, I was here for a trim." Her eyes flitted between mine and the clippers on the counter. Then I said it. "But I'm open to suggestions." I knew then my hair was gone. She gave a satisfied smile, briefly clasped the back of my neck in thanks, and walked to the window. She closed the blinds and locked the door. I could see her peach bum in her tight jeans. She walked back to me. I could barely breathe. What's she going to say? "I have a proposal for you. I've seen you looking at my t-shirt. Would you like me to take it off so I could do your haircut with a bare breast? The only thing is, once you've seen my tits, I get to choose your haircut." I knew I'd kick myself if I missed this chance. I croaked a pathetic, "Okay." She looked again at the counter where the clippers were. "Are you sure?" "Yes," I said, even more confident now. "Okie dokie," she said. She spun my chair around to face her. She slowly pulled her t-shirt over her head. Her white breasts stretched upwards, then bounced back into place. "There's no going back now," she said with a grin. She turned me back to face the mirror. She caped me and pulled the neck just too tight. She picked up the clippers they already had on a longer guard, the number 8. "How short shall I go? I won't be needing this," she said, snapping off the guard and putting it on the counter next to the others. She slowly trailed her slender fingers across the other number guards. She knew I was watching. "You know what? I'm going to give you a 0. I'm shaving you bald today." "Fuck, my first time," I thought. She held the clippers near my ear. I jumped at the buzz when she turned them on. The masker didn't take long. She started by going up the side, round the back, and then the other side. I could see skin. She leaned into me, her breast brushed my ear, and the bald side of my head. I could smell her perfume. She ruffled my hair on the top and giggled. One last look. I'd always been able to rock a cute, unkept look. She pushed the clippers down the middle, front to back. 10 seconds of buzzing, falling hair, and it was done. I looked like a bouncer. My cock was ready to burst. Will she help me? She put on her t-shirt and removed my cape. I looked even stranger in my own clothes. I awkwardly stepped out of the chair, my erect cock catching against my pants. Deflated now, I reached for my wallet. "No charge," she said. "I enjoyed it as much as you did." She led me to the door. "Is this really it?" I thought. She stood behind me and reached around to palm my cock and balls through my pants. She licked my ear and whispered, "Come again, and I'll shave you down here too." I stepped outside and felt the cold on my bald head. As I walked home, I didn't recognize my reflection in the shop windows. I got home, braced myself. She saw me as soon as I stepped into the hall. "Oh my God, why did you get it that short?" she gasped. "The hair gesture suggested it. Sorry," I said. She walked over, rubbed her hand on my bald head, and kissed me on the mouth. "Actually," she said, "I find it kind of sexy. Let's go upstairs, Baldy." "Tony." "Well, hello, Tony. You're gonna not believe me, but here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually quite common. It's a fantasy that I actually have a little bit of not physical experience with, but on the lines, there was a gentleman that would call and ask me to explain the men faded, I believe it's called like the fade haircut. Like it's where it's kind of long on top and it goes down on the sides and it fades to nothing. Like not quite like his, but it would fade down to nothing. And I have to explain the guards like he was telling us. So fantasies with a hairstylist barber is actually kind of common. not as common as, you know, being with a man experiencing a hand job or a blow job or the same sex or any other thing, but it is something that I have heard of. Getting completely buzzed is another. Something about a woman in a hand and taking over control of your hair. But when I find that I have been requested to do these, they want very big details. Something about being in a barber's chair, and it does go back to a little bit of submission here. You're submitting to a person, maybe not even a sexually way, but if you think of it in the think of how much control we're giving our barber with our hair. I am very particular. I color my own hair. I, as we all know, I have violet hair, so I do my own. I get complimented on it by every hairdresser. They think I get freshly done. It's just, no, I know how to do it. And I'm not paying $300 every 8 weeks to get violet in my hair when I can do it on my own. That being said, when we go get our hair trimmed, we are entrusting them to our hair. And most people will say finding a good barber is about as hard as finding a good doctor. Extremely hard. And it's a mourning process if they leave the area or retire or anything else happens. Am I right? So with this particular gentleman, like I said, I would have to describe kind of like this story did in detail of him walking in, me selecting the blades, the guards, him washing his hair, and talking. And the hardest part with him was the fact that there was no feedback. And I never knew if I did get it or not. And he always called back. So obviously I must have done something right. But do you ever let yourself let go? Like when you're getting your hair washed at the hairdresser or whatever else, are you in there just to get it trimmed and get out? There's something about having a good barber or hairdresser with a great set of fingers. No, it doesn't make me think of her playing with my clit or anything else, but a good head massage does relax me, especially after a long day. And that reminds me, I need a trim. Well, a wax in one place and a trim in the other. What do we think here? Dear Nikki, I'll never forget my first tattoo. I was 24 and been waiting for one for years, but I was so chicken shit. I actually going through with it. I was scared of the pain, the fact that it would be permanent. I was also raised in an extremely strict, conservative, and religious household and knew my mom would throw an absolute fit and start screaming at me if she found out I got a tattoo. Two times I parked in front of the shop and didn't go inside because I was anxious and intimidated. I knew exactly who I wanted to be my artist. I had been following him on Instagram for months and fell in love with his style. I saw that I usually tattooed gorgeous IG model type girls. What if he thought I was too basic? Finally, I gathered the courage to go in. I met my artist and told him what I wanted, and everything was pretty transactional. I put down a deposit and we agreed to do the tattoo in a month. On the day of the appointment, I was super excited, but still feeling nervous as hell. My artist was kind of cute, but I didn't think much of it. He wore glasses and had a slick back hair. And of course, he was two full sleeves of tattoos, which I found extremely sexy. The shop was filled with other people in the waiting room, and they were all heavily tattooed, and I felt extremely out of my element with my bare tattoo virgin skin. First time, huh? You're gonna do great. Your design is super cute too, he said and smiled at me. After the stencil was on my thigh and I was comfortable laying down on the table, he turned on the needle and told me to relax. The minute the needle hit my skin, it was almost like all my tension and insecurities instantly faded away. Any worries that I'd had about pain were totally overblown because the needle actually felt kind of good. We started up some small talk, and I was totally thrown off guard, because before I knew it, we were suddenly laughing and joking with each other like we were old friends. I find it hard to open up to people I don't know, so I was surprised that we had almost an instant chemistry. He kept tattooing me, and we kept laughing about stupid shit, like when I asked if you have a tattoo of penis, does it have to be flaccid or hard? I looked up at the fluorescent lights on the ceiling and realized that I was actually feeling blissed out. The endorphins were shooting through my body, and he was both tattooing and softly touching my super sensitive upper thigh. The buzzing of the needle reminded my vibrator, and the pussy started to heat up and throb in response. I could feel the crotch of my panties and start to soak through. I have a tiny, perky tits that's always stay lifted because they're so small, so I never wear a bra. Normally, my nipples just stay flat, so I don't worry about it. But I was so turned on that they became rock hard and outlined my nipples were definitely visible. I saw him glance at them a couple times and just look away fast. It also wasn't helping that every time he wiped the ink away, he would rub Vaseline in a circular motion on my raw, inflamed thigh. He did it in such a gentle, caring manner that it made me want to have his dick down my throat. I suddenly envisioned him standing up, unbuttoning his pants, pinning me down on the table with his black latex gloves in front of all the people in the shop, and forcefully entering me. I'd get up, pay him in cold hard cash with my new tattoo, red and throbbing, and I'd leave the parlor with the cum dripping out of me. It's such an overwhelming and raw and powerful feeling that I was shocked by my own thoughts. I had never craved dick so intensely and immediately presence of what I essentially a stranger before, that I couldn't really hide how hot and bothered I was. Our conversation quickly switched from light and teasing to heavy flirting, and I can tell he knew that I was turned on. I told him how good I felt. "Am I going to see you back here every month?" he teased. "You're so naughty. I can't believe you like it so much." I blushed and bit my lip in embarrassment. I felt fully vulnerable. I belonged to him for that moment because he could fuck up the tattoo or dig the needle in a way too deep to cause me pain. But I just had to trust him. It was in his favor just to take advantage of my compromised situation and grab me and claim me as his own by fucking me however he wanted to. But he didn't. He didn't touch me inappropriately or do anything sexual at all. It drove me insane with lust that he acted like such a gentleman and was just caring and sweet throughout the entire experience. After it was all over, he applied the bandage and we gave each other a short hug and I left the shop. "I guess that's that," I thought to myself. I was suddenly embarrassed at the thought that he might not have been attracted to me at all, and it was just in my head. The next morning, I got a text from him that said, "Hey, just checking in on how you're healing. If you want to come by the shop after hours tonight, I'll put a fresh bandage on. I'll be the only one here." The minute I read the text, I knew we were going to fuck. When I arrived at the shop, it was pretty late, and as expected, he was the only one there, and all the blinds were drawn shut. The minute we locked eyes, my stomach flipped, and I felt my panties get wet. The sexual tension was thick and heavy in the air. We nervously made small talk, and he kneeled down to reapply the new bandage. And as soon as he stood up, I couldn't remember who made the first move. But we were suddenly all over each other. He kissed me hard and urgently as he hadn't seen me in years, and our tongues wrestled. We stumbled toward the tattooing table that I was lying on the day before, until I semi-crashed into it. His hands moved from my waist to push up my shirt and thumb over my stiff nipples. I moaned into his mouth and felt his hard-on press into my crotch. I was absolutely soaking wet. My entire body was on fire. He hoisted me up onto the table, and I instinctively opened my legs. I had prepared and worn a skirt just for the occasion. I felt two of his fingers move my panties aside and push inside of me. I reached down and held my panties to his side to make it easier for him to finger me. "You're so goddamn wet," he said in almost amazement. We both pulled my panties down just to get them out of the way, and I fully lay down on the table as he put his head between my legs and started to suck on my clit with his fingers still inside me. He ran his tongue in circles around my clit in the same gentle motion that he rubbed my tattoo, and I shuddered from how good it felt. I heard him undoing the belt buckle and got excited at the thought of touching and tasting his dick. He didn't let up eating me out until I felt myself coming, and I grabbed his hair as my legs thrashed a bit. I couldn't stop thinking about you since you came in yesterday. You're so fucking beautiful, he said, and my heart fluttered. The fact that he just made me come, after I had been worrying my feelings were all in one-sided, made me feel so attracted and wanted. He took my hand and pulled me off the table, and we both went toward the back of the shop to his boss's office. I realized my fantasies of him fucking me on the table would have probably been super uncomfortable. Inside the office was a full couch, and I wondered how many people had fucked on this couch. My artist was already fully out of his pants, and I told him to sit down. I don't even think he noticed what his dick looked like because I was so hungry for it that I just dropped to my knees and took it all the way down my throat and let it hit the back of my throat a couple times before surfacing and softly sucking just the tip. He quietly muttered, "Fuck," a couple times. I took his dick out of my mouth and rubbed my lips on the head while pumping his dick with my hand and looked directly into his eyes. He leaned forward and took my chin in his hands, and I sucked on his thumb just a little bit while tugging his balls. He stared at me with his eyes glazed over like he was in trance, and I could tell he was completely lost to lust. I felt great pleasure that I was teasing him just as badly as he was teasing me while he tattooed me. "You can't make me come already," he said. He grabbed my wrist to stop me. He reached into his pants pocket and took out a condom, and I said playfully, "Oh, you prepared. Did you assume we were going to funk? How presumptuous of you." He laughed and told me to shut up. I said, "It's okay. I prepared too. Why do you think I wore the skirt?" We both laughed, and after the condom was on, I laid down on the couch. He grabbed both of my thighs and pushed them down and thrust in deeply. I was in absolute ecstasy to feel so filled up with the cock. The powerful ache and tension I had felt for the past 24 hours was finally being released. I felt totally out of body as pressure built inside me with each thrust. His breathing was ragged and hot against my neck, and I moaned uncontrollably. I could sense things might end sooner, and I wanted it to, so I told him I wanted it from behind. He pulled out, and I immediately felt a desperate sense of aching and longing. I flipped over and stuck my ass up, and he firmly gripped my hips and buried his dick deep inside me. The new angle in which he filled me up stretched me out and hit all the right spots. I almost came right then and there. He started to speed up his thrusting, and I could feel his balls smacking loudly against me. I was in an absolute mess at this point, writhing and moaning and begging him to fuck me. I told him I wanted him to fill me up. When he came, he pressed me firmly into the couch and kissed me deeply. He sucked on my neck for a bit and thumbed my nipples while staying inside me as he waited for my breathing to calm down. My body kept twitching uncontrollably from how many times I came. After he pulled out, we lay there for a bit, playfully teasing and joking each other. I asked him how many times he'd done that before. He said never. First time. I called him a liar, and he gave me this cryptic grin. Our chemistry was pretty undeniable. Unfortunately, we fizzled out pretty quickly after never had sex again. I saw that he was extremely flirty with other girls on his IG. He was a pretty popular artist, and I didn't want to get in too deep with someone who was probably always fucking his clients, so we never became a thing. But I'll always remember how amazing the sex was every time I look at my tattoo. Hannah. Well, hello, Hannah. Now, this kind of goes back to the other story here, because, again, pretty submissive here. But I don't have a tattoo. I have thought about getting a tattoo, and I would love to get a tattoo. I can't decide what I want, because I don't want anything that's out there, you know, and I know that's impeccably hard to do, but I don't like to follow trends, and if I do follow trends, because I genuinely like it, so I'll probably never get one just because I can't make up my mind. I do know where I want it though. And maybe a second one where only he can see it. That's a thought. But I can see where if you were very attracted to someone and in that vulnerable position of getting a tattoo, no matter where it is, even if it's just on your foot, how just the touch of someone can be so electric. I mean, even if you're connected with somebody and it's not getting a tattoo in the most vulnerable position, someone just basically touching you, grounding you to them. And if you have that chemistry and that electricity, your body could feel like it's on fire, like it's crackling, like she said. Have you ever been in that position? I have, and I am, and he always does. What do you think? Dear Nikki, we work together. I can't help but notice how sexy you are, yet I can't bring myself to say anything or make a move. But one day, there you are at work. We're both leaning over a desk. You're explaining something to me, who knows what, because I'm intoxicated by your closeness. I could feel your warmth. I inhale your sweet perfume. Our shoulders brush against each other. And then you do that thing, the thing that many women casually do without even thinking, that drives men insane. With a toss of your head, you flip your hair out of your face, baring your neck. I cannot resist. I have no idea what comes over me, but I reach out with one finger and gently stroke your neck. I don't know what I'll say when your eyes flash at me in anger, but I don't care. But you don't turn in shock. You don't move away. You just give a little gasp, and that is all I need. With two fingers, I gently caress your neck and throat. You stand trembling and let me. I move behind you, brushing your hair away from the nape of your neck and bring my lips to your skin. You're so warm. You startle a little bit, but do not move away. In fact, you tilt your head a little to give me a better access. I begin to kiss your neck and nip at it. Hungry kisses. You can feel how hungry I am for you. A low moan escapes from you as I fold my arms around you. My lips devour your neck and throat like an animal. With one finger, I turn your face to me. I see you're flushed with desire, and your eyes are half closed, your lips apart. Those lips I have wanted, I will now have. I run my hand up into your hair and hold you while I kiss you hard, licking and biting your lips, and now probing your mouth with my tongue. I take your mouth. I enjoy the way you moan into me. I feel your knees getting weak, but I hold you up to the desk. My hands begin to explore your body, the same as I have done with my eyes. I trace your curves of your shoulders and make a long, slow caress down your arms, briefly clasping your hands in mine before moving back to your throat and down, down, just outlining your breast, gently, softly, feeling them in my hands, their weight, their softness. I squeeze them, and you lean in your head back on my shoulder, letting me explore you, giving me full access. I trace around your nipples with my fingers until they're just out from your shirt, betraying your arousal. My mouth waters at the thought of tasting you, tasting all of you. I want my lips on every part of your body. Your breath is coming in ragged and starts and stops. I put my lips close to yours, and I ask, should I continue? Well, Nikki, should I? I wrote this one day, thinking maybe this is how you met him. Your lover, as you call him. How close am I? Darren. Well, I wish I could say close. We have talked about the office fantasy. I will admit that. A lot, actually. But no, we did not and have not and will not work together. I don't think we could handle each other professionally. Not in that capacity anyway, not in a workplace. Though it has come up, we've had that conversation. I think we would have to work in different departments on the other sides of the building or something. Yeah, something like that. But it is very, very charming of you to picture it that way. Now, was it that close when we met? A little close. Yeah, definitely. I would say you're close to the story. But you're missing a few. I'm a dork, as you guys have probably figured out. So I'm going to say you've missed a couple dorkiness moments from me and a couple bad jokes and clumsiness. But I do have to say, at the end of the day, it was kinky. It was sexy. And I think that's a perfect place to stop for the day. Yeah, I went back and I grabbed the letter that was written on how my lover and I met. I always wonder about that, if you guys have what you guys picture how we met. So submit it. I would love just to even hear, but I don't know if I'll actually tell you. I'd have to get his permission though, of course. So that's up to him and mum's the word on this part. But I definitely like the stories that you guys write that include us or even you and I. So when are you going to write about me? I'd really like to know. Hello, lover. How about I go back to your office? You know the one. I promise to wear a short skirt and no panties. Or maybe sit under that desk and suck your dick while you try to do some work. Do you think you could concentrate? I really want to see. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.